Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker outlined his budget Wednesday afternoon, focusing on education and combating opioid abuse while seeking to close a state deficit. Marking a 3.5% increase over the fiscal 2016 budget, Baker's $39.6 billion plan includes a $72 million increase in Chapter 70 K-12 education funding, while also supporting the Republicans' desire to expand the charter school cap.
And this budget backs up our commitment with a significant financial one. We've dedicated over $100 million to fund charter school contributions to local school districts that have charter schools. That's an increase of $20.5 million over fiscal 16. In fiscal 17, under our proposal, all districts whose charter school tuition payments are higher than they were in fiscal 16 will receive a 100% reimbursement for that increase.
Baker says the charter school funding formula is an attempt by the administration to acknowledge it is a debate that needs to be had with the legislature. Democratic Representative Smitty Pignatelli of Lenox, who sits on the legislature's Joint Committee on Ways and Means, says at the end of the day it comes down to financing.
The financing impact on local schools is really negative. And if we could fix the financing so that a losing school district of a child going to a charter school is not a big hit financially to that community or that school district, I think there's some wiggle room that we can accommodate these things. But the current law is not good. It costs negative to the communities and the school districts.
Governor Baker is proposing to increase funding for the Department of Children and Families by $30 million, allowing for more than 280 new hires to get the social worker caseload ratio down to 18 to 1. If included, some 600 staff will have been added to DCF since Baker came into office in January 2015. During his first State of the Commonwealth address last week, the governor said one of his top priorities was combating opioid abuse. All told, he says $140 million invested in the Department of Public Health will support prevention, treatment, and recovery services.
The budget also funds 2,150 adult residential recovery opioid treatment beds, which is 150 more beds than were funded in fiscal 16. We've also added $1.4 million through a variety of grants to local communities, to the Attorney General and to the District Attorneys and to the State Police to battle drug dealing and to go after traffickers in some of our major communities here in the Commonwealth.
Baker says the investments, including a 4.3% increase in local aid, can be completed without raising taxes or fees. The plan closes a $635 million deficit while reducing the use of non-recurring revenue in a multi-year effort to shrink a structural deficit, according to Secretary of Administration and Finance Kristen Lepore. She says the budget relies on MassHealth savings, capital gains taxes, and surplus land sales. MassHealth spending, which accounts for a third of the budget, would increase 5%. But the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation says the fiscal 2017 budget deficit could reach $900 million, according to President Eileen McEnany.
Spending has outpaced revenue, and you know our revenue growth has been healthy, about $1.1 billion year over year, but some needs, some programs, particularly MassHealth, that growth is outpacing revenue growth.
The Massachusetts Democratic Party called the governor's proposal a bare-bones budget that does little to nothing to address income inequality or transportation infrastructure. The fiscal year starts July 1st. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.